Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to a classic big interview. This is where we dig into the vaults and choose an episode from the early days of the show. This time, we've gone all the way back to season 2017-18 and opted for one of our absolute favourites. This is what I had to say about it back then. Do enjoy. Slaven Bilic was truly fantastic company over the course of 2 hours in a wine cellar in Rotenburg, Germany. This is the Bilic of Croatia, the centre-back of the team we all fell in love with at Euro 96, and the team which could have won it all in France 2 years later. Šuker, Boban, Boksic, Prozineski.
I was fortunate enough to report at France 98, and that semi-final defeat of Croatia in only their second ever senior tournament was just a remarkable match. Bilic takes us back to those moments. The key to these interviews is that Bilic offers me something I didn't know about the Croatian team spirit. You'll find it interesting. Raise your glasses, please. This is vintage.
Blazevic. You know, we didn't meet him. All we've got is stories of what a coach that I think sounds similar to Aragonés in terms of his ability to get inside somebody's head, his ability to maybe give you an extra edge or to make you laugh or take the pressure off or to put the pressure on.
Blažević is maybe the best example that football is not a football manager job. It's not only about tactics, and the tactics is only one part. Very important part, but and without that part you can't be in the game. You have to know it, but that doesn't make you a football manager. Blažević is the best example that other things are also as important, and because there are many of them all together, accumulation of them, they become more important than only if you know tactics. Why? Because he was our manager for 5 years. I played 5 years and then I retired because of my injury. But then he continued another 3 years, I think, or whatever, with almost the same generation. And he was perfect coach for us. At that time, and many people in Croatia are saying that we used to have, he died a few years ago, Tomislav Ivic. Tomislav Ivic is a coach from my hometown, Hajduk Split, that is... The Italians said that he's the biggest coach in Europe, if you are counting the titles in different countries. Mourinho is not his pupil, but he also admired them because Ivic was also coach in Portugal. So he won the titles in ex-Yugoslavia with Hajduk Split. He won the titles in Ajax Amsterdam, Anderlecht, Porto, Fenerbahce, I think. And he never managed, let's say, in England, because at that time it wasn't like the case that you had. But he's top coach, top. But he's tactician. Press there, one against one here, one against one. Yeah. And he's from my hometown. And even when he was very old, before he died, when I was still in Croatia as international manager, I used to go to see him to talk football about him, because he's also like crazy, could talk, and he talked football 24/7. I used to go with him talking, asking questions and all that. So I admired him. So many people in Croatia were saying, after we became third in the world or whatever, brilliant generation, that what many people think that if Ivic was our manager,
instead of Blazovic,
instead of that, we would probably have won the World Cup. I adore Ivic, but I don't think that it would be the case, because our group was very, very group of good players, some genius players, but very strong individuals that couldn't be trained in a way that, for example, Ivic was training. Listen, you got to move 3 yards here. Šuker, you have to go on a wing. Šuker would never go on a wing, you know, because he's, that was Šuker. You can't say many things to Boban or Bokšić or Asanović or Prosinečki, Štimac, or even me, even to me. You had to approach us in a different way. It doesn't have to be a nice way, because Blažević was also sometimes very cruel to us. But he's the best example that football is not only tactics.
When you talked about you have to approach us, Slaven's hands were going like the mix of a magician or somebody who can manipulate the players' heads, and his hands are almost as expressive as his words.
I remember Blažević. Okay, 96, we were nervous. We were like, we were more than football team. It was after the war. We were like a team that, we were like ambassadors of Croatia. Many people even in Europe, I'm not talking United States, they didn't know where Yugoslavia is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because of the education or whatever. Or,
no passports,
but even,
no travel.
Even in like many Croatians didn't know the difference between Estonia and Latvia. But when it's about your country, you go like, how is that possible, you know? So many people in Europe didn't know.
You were 5 years old in 96, right?
Independence
91?
Yes, 91.
Yeah.
But 95, we got liberated. The war finished, 95. It was the action called the storm. Okay, so we were a very young country. And we knew that we it's more than a football tournament. And we were good. We were also like Ferguson said about us, that we are dark horses and all that, because we had already players. Bokšić, one of the major strikers in Europe, he played for Lazio. At that time, Lazio was with Juventus and Milan there.
Sure.
Šuker playing there, Boban playing in Milan, this one there, Jarni Juventus. We had a really good team. But we were also, it was first time for us, together as a national team. He eased us. He helped us, Blažević. He was very, very good in that. Incredible. Or World Cup 98. Listen to this. So me and Blažević, we are playing Argentina. 98. And me and Blažević, we go to press conference together. And then he talks. And there are press from Croatia, press from France, press from Argentina. And he goes, listen, at that time, we had, let's say I played 98, I played for Everton. We had all of us played abroad, or 70% of the team played abroad. Some of them played in Croatia still, Hajduk Split or Dinamo Zagreb. Only Boban played for Milan, Šuker played for Real Madrid, Bokšić wasn't at the tournament, he was injured. And I think one more played maybe Juventus, but I don't think so. All the others are, Jarni was at Betis, Sevilla, the other one was Valencia, Vlaovic, Štimac, Derby County, me, West Ham, Soldo, Stuttgart, Stanić, Parma, Šimić, Inter Milan, I think, or Milan. All the Argentinians, they all played in Real, Barcelona, Inter, Milan, that's basically it. Maybe Lazio and Parma, all of them, all 22 in the great clubs. Press conference. Blažević goes, I'm there. Let me tell you something. He goes, they have a good team. They have really good team, very dangerous team. But they are players, they don't play for the biggest teams in Europe. And I'm a little bit like, what are you talking about? You know, and he goes, no. Then he goes, this guy is the best centre back in the world. Really? And listen, I know.
You're not going to argue then, are you?
I knew that I'm not. And I also know that he knows that I'm not. But it doesn't matter. It's nice. it gives you that 10, 15, 20%. So he was great in that. You grow. You know, you're like big.
So not you, like you're here to say that it worked.
It worked.
But why does that work? How?
Because it's in human's nature. It's in human nature. Like it's not only that you have to compliment the women. They all want to hear, but it's in human's nature that you want to hear things that no matter that you don't believe in them, it's nice. And no matter what, you know, the compliment is, you always believe in it.
I think so.
You always believe in it.
So he would have wasted his time saying to you, move your chair 3 meters this way and tactically, let's look at the audience this way. But if he... And he didn't care that there might be somebody out in the audience saying, no, the message wasn't for the journalist, the message was for you guys?
The message was for... No. The message was for us, because he knew that tomorrow... It wasn't internet at that time or whatever. He knew that tomorrow we're going to open, on a match day, we're going to open the press from Croatia that we were getting in France, you know, and... No, you can't mix. Who said? I think Dostoevsky or whoever said that you can't make mistakes with compliments. You know what I mean? If you tell them, you know, okay, you can become big-headed or whatever or that, but I always want my players or my friends or my family or whatever or myself to be confident. It's better to be confident than to be fair than to be. Doubtful in yourself, you know.
You get to 96, it catches our imagination. We love the mix of national pride, new identity, beautiful strips, and oh look, they can play too. Fantastic. Vlahovic, I can't remember when he has his encephalitis,
yeah,
but he has it. Plays for Valencia, I think scores the first goal in the Euro 96 game.
Yeah, against
late.
Turkey. Last minute or 1 minute to go.
The story's already beautiful. You qualify. I don't know. Pick anything you want from that experience, that tournament. But I want to say something that I remember from then and now. Because you grow up, sorry, German fans, I do respect you, I do respect your country, and it's where we're recording at the moment. But you grew up wanting Germany to lose. You know, in modern rules, Klinsmann's sent off in the first 15 minutes. Maybe you love the physical nature of that game, but Germany, in that instance, I thought, get lucky.
I get lucky, yeah,
because the referee got sent off. Yeah, it's fine.
Stimac got sent off, yeah, but, you know, because... Yeah, but, you know, we had a good tournament. We were nervous and all that, but we beat Turkey. Very, very, like, tough game, not very... pretty game without any chances, and then Asanovic played the ball to Vlahovic and last minute goal 1-0, and that opened us. We beat Denmark 3-0 after that with Schuker's chip over Schmeichel, last one, and then we lost the third game, but
changing the side a little bit,
only three of us played, or four of us, and then again quarter final against Germany. It's always Germany,
uh-huh.
And we had a really good game. But we went down to 10 men and we lost 2-1. Maybe it was foul on Yerkan and all that. But that defeat against Germany, then we realized how good we are. And that helped us, the defeat.
Because us. You know the gap is so small between you and Germany.
And also then we found out. But because we didn't, I told you about all those stories that Blažević was telling us in France. He was telling us the same things in 96. We didn't believe that much, that we are better than them, or that we can compete with them. After we lost against Germany 2-1, the disappointment was so so huge. It was unbelievable. We cried in the dressing room. We cried on the pitch and everything, blah, blah, blah. But also the proudness of the knowledge. We realized then that we are good as a team, as they were. And that definitely helped us to beat Germany in the quarterfinals of the World Cup.
98. 2 years later.
Yeah. That helped us.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In that game in 96, I remember there's a, I don't know which player it was. There's the
and
little.
I had a big. I should have been sent.
There's a little kick on the touchline, yeah. How did you know? How many people ask you about that? There was a little kick.
No, it wasn't a kick at all.
I thought you were trying to get some of the grass off the pitch or something.
Oh, I know Christian Ziege from my time in Germany. I also played in Germany and he played
successfully for Karlsruhe, for Vinny Schaefer.
Yeah. You know everything. And so. We were losing already 1-0, I think, and Christian, he collided with his player and he went down. And I gave my hand to him, in German, get up. And he said something bad, but okay. And then I was angry and I went with my studs, but I stopped my head. I stopped my foot. Well, big respect to Christian, because if he had made a meal out of that, which... it could have happened, of course, I would definitely be off. And the thing that you mentioned, if he had sent Klinsmann off, then I would be definitely off. But the it was like few.
He allowed himself room to not send you off.
Exactly.
But you remember the Klinsmann thing that I'm talking about.
Eh? Yes, I do. Yeah,
now it's a red, eh?
It's a red.
Now 1,000%.
1,000%. 1,000%.
So what does 98 feel like? Because now it's a completely different experience, I imagine. You lose Boxic to injury.
Yeah.
But you've got tournament experience. Each of you has grown a little bit in your clubs. You know where the gap is. You go to France where, I guess, the field allows you... I always think the European Championship is possibly more elite. There are...
Yeah, yeah. It's more difficult to win the World Cup. To win, of course, it's more difficult... to win the World Cup, because you have Germany, you have Brazil, at least you have Brazil and Argentina.
For sure.
At least that. You have more, but at least that. But to pass the group, it's more difficult to pass the
in
group
Euros.
In Euros.
Yeah.
Old-fashioned Euros, like when you have four teams, two goes. But we came as a... we had a really bad qualifications. We were also slaughtered back home. And Danes, what is like irony... Danes helped us because they didn't lose. If they had lost the last game in a group stage, in our group against Greece, we would be third. They drew 0-0. They were first. We were second. We went to playoffs
Greece
against Ukraine. Greece go out. So wow. Danes helped us. Wow. Schmeichel and them. So at the World Cup, our group is... we are like a little bit... we are shaky. We are not that great. We are underachieved. And group is Jamaica, Japan, Argentina. We are Argentina the favorites, but behind them we are supposed to go through. Because especially back home, Jamaica, I think Japan, they don't think.
But everybody knows Japan can play by then,
but,
that's for sure.
But
yeah, listen, Slaven, we come from Scotland.
Yeah.
Against Scotland, everybody's an underdog, okay?
So
Jamaica 10 goals, Japan 6.
Yeah, okay.
We understand.
So we beat Jamaica, okay, not easy, but 3-1. Second game against Japan is very difficult. It was played in Nantes. It was 42 degrees on a pitch. And I remember them having a great chance in the first half that Ladic stopped, the goalkeeper, who'd had a brilliant tournament. And then, of course, Šuker.
Davor, it has to be Davor.
One chance.
Yeah.
He scored the goal 10, 12 minutes to go, and we beat them 1-0. So suddenly we are, before the Argentina game, we are through. Us and Argentina, 6 points each. Both of them are on zero. The group was like that. We are through.
The press conference is sensational.
Yeah. Press conference, he changed the game. He changed the team against Argentina again. And then last 16, Romania. Romania, very good team, of course, but not better than us. Very difficult game.
Difficult penalty. To pick out who's a Romanian?
Yeah, yeah. Blonde.
All blonde?
All.
Okay.
All. They all like their hair and all that, but difficult game, but 1-0 penalty, Šuker, well-deserved, 1-0. And you know, we are, that's one thing that I'm telling to most of the international, I told the story to most of international coaches or managers when we were on those seminars, because I was 6 years, you know what I mean? I wasn't like one
in charge
year
of Croatia.
Yeah, I was 6 years. It's a long.
2006, 2012,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. And that's regarding to this story about 98. You read about problems in Dutch camp, like after 3 weeks together. You read about the problems in Serbia camp, Yugoslavia camp, that camp. Our players, the more they are together, the more they enjoy.
Yeah.
And that was with our generation, and that is even now with this generation. Listen, 2008, I'm the manager. We are in Austria. We won all three games in the group stage. Austria 1-0, Germany 2-1, Poland 1-0. Lost in quarterfinals against Turkey in a very hurtful way.
I blame the fourth official.
Yeah.
If the substitute...
They blame me.
Okay, no.
Of course, but that's my responsibility. Yeah, but I'm not talking about that now. So we are together for 6 weeks. Six and a half. Big decision. I thought we're going to win it.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we're going to win it. The players also thought that we're going to win it. So the down is unbelievable. The down is like, puff. Tomorrow we go to Sheraton Hotel in Zagreb. And they're like, I say, like, okay, guys, get over that or whatever. See you in a couple of months' time. August, no qualifications and all that. And I see, hey, believe me, I see 10 of them. But 10, not 4. Not all of them, but 10 of them. They go together to a restaurant to have a dinner. And I go, hey, I go.
After 7 weeks
after
together.
After 7 weeks. That's the thing about Croatia. So back to 98, we beat Romania, but we are not bored. We are enjoying to be together. You know, we are rising. Really, we are so happy that we are staying a few more days.
Who said they are knights of Croatia? Who said Tudjman was giddy with victory like a kid? Because we were in the middle of that game. We were talking about revenge, the big revenge scenario. Croatia,
revenge,
Germany.
Yeah, but revenge is...
Don't tell me it doesn't count.
It doesn't count. Revenge.
Come
is,
on.
Let's say I was a hard player, but I don't like the word revenge, you know, in football.
Because?
You know, because it's not. It shouldn't be there. Revenge.
Every good coach, every good player tells me the same.
Yeah, no, I mean...
We believe in it, but
yeah, okay,
you don't.
But who said that? It was... Everybody was saying that. Tudjman was saying that. Our president, he was saying that all the time, that we are Croatian knights. And it was good when you know that your president, the president of your country, is like a football fan, you know. He came twice to France.
To France 98, the World Cup.
Yeah. And he cared about it. He knew personally all of us.
It matters.
Also, it matters, of course. It makes you also a better player, more confident or whatever. It's nice, you know. At least it doesn't harm. The adrenaline we have, although the adrenaline there, 98, was, we were more normal football team than 96. 96, we were army. We were like soldiers. We were like knights, as you have said. 98, still, we had more proud than other countries, other national teams. We had more because still we were very young country, still the war was very recent, unfortunately, and all that. But we were becoming more like a normal national team.
So as footballers, you were more experienced, more streetwise, tournament mentality, which we just talked about. And also you said you learned in 96 in the defeat, the narrowness of the quality gap against Germany was very, very small indeed.
Yeah, but in the end, sorry to interrupt
you,
but at the end of the day, it's all great, like, you know, when you have a successful story, then then every month or every year you add something to make it like a Hollywood story, like you were more mature. And we were...
We do this, journalists
do this.
At the
end of the day.
I accept, we do this.
And we agree. Because after your career, it also helps you, you know what I mean? You like to talk about it, or you like to be talked about. And you love to be better player or bigger legend than you normally was or were. The difference between 96 and 98 mm-hmm. in a game against Germany mm-hmm. is that we were more lucky, 98. And 96, as you have said, we weren't lucky. Germans were lucky.
I'm really surprised.
I remember the game. I played that game, and I remember the game, and I already had a joke in that game with Boban. It's like, first 20 minutes, they are all over us. They are all over us, and I go to Boban, and I go to him, Zvone, why don't we let them score a goal? And then they're going to sit a little bit back. And in the second half, Schuker is going to score anyway, because he always scores. Because this is like, we can't stand it. You know what I mean? They're going. They were better team, much better team. Ladic had a couple of great saves against Birov. 2 minutes before the break, Jarni scored a cracker for 25 meters or whatever, or 22, or a brilliant left
gorgeous
foot.
Goal.
1-0. So it's 1-0. And then their player Worms got sent off. And we are going at a halftime, 1-0, and they are with 10 men. Oh, okay, brilliant. So we come back, second half, and again, they have a brilliant chance. Ladic again saved. And then Pof Vlahovic scored again, cracker, 2-0. And then, as I told you, like on Wembley, 2-0, we are the best team in the world. then it could have been 5.
Yeah.
But we were the difference. Okay, I agree. I like sometimes to talk extremes to get my point, you know. But I agree, we were more matured. We more believed. We entered the games. We entered the game that they are not better. Like... As 96, we entered the game, maybe we have a chance.
Thinking better.
Yeah.
But not believing.
But 98, we believed that we can beat them. But if we are talking strictly about 90 minutes mm-hmm. there and there, 96, we weren't lucky. Maybe. A lot of people are saying that 96, we had a better team than 98.
Papa,
but.
Because
96, we had Bokšić. 96, we had some players, some really, really good players.
It just seems strange to call it luck when Jarni's goal is brilliant. It's not luck that Werns is sent off isn't luck. Things go your way, the cards fall your way. But that was their worst defeat in 44 years. My argument is that the quality, the mentality, the unity of that Croatian team made you a better unit. Maybe we've so much to speak about, and we're going to lose a lot of it, but we're going to finish at the end of 1998. So we finish with this about, you talked about luck. Lilian Thuram scores 2 goals in his international career. Yeah. They're both against you. You're winning. One of them is off his left foot, as if he was the greatest left-footed player ever. It's the better goal. The first goal is an overload. Let's leave that game aside. Let's leave Laurent Blanc aside. Who pushed you in your face with his left hand.
Okay.
Today it's a red card.
It doesn't matter. It was even then a red card, but okay.
But today there's no argument, because if you raise your hand and you touch a face,
but it would have been an argument even then if it wasn't home home side, you know, home side,
France, and all Blanc that. Doesn't and go to the
Laurent
final.
Blanc, his nickname is Professor, you know, he's a very polite guy anyway. I liked him, you know what I mean? And I didn't want him to be sent off, but I was afraid of my, because I was already in booking with booking from the game against Romania. But anyway, okay.
So I wonder, does Frank Leboeuf ever send you a nice postcard
no.
or a little phone call
and
say, hey, Slaven, because I say this because I'm reporting on the final, and we go to the final and we see the team sheet, and the first team sheet comes out and it says, O animal, Edmundo. He's in the 11. The team sheet comes out, and 20 minutes later, the team sheet comes out again, and he's not there, and Ronaldo plays. And Ronaldo, it's so sad. Whoever wins the final, he shouldn't have been handicapped in that final, his first final. But downstairs in Stade Denis, as a group of reporters, because Frank Leboeuf knows us from the Premier League, and I'm saying to him, Frank, you've won it. We've talked about winning it. What was the experience like? And he said, at the time I thought it was a bad thing to say. Now I understand. He went, it was easy. Because Ronaldo wasn't right. It was a mistake to play him. And I think anybody who loves football feels sorry that he didn't play at his full potential. But if it was easy, and Lilian Thuram doesn't score the only two goals of his international career, then it's Croatia-Brazil.
I hear you, but...
And it's you against a tired, sick Ronaldo. It is.
Yeah, yeah.
So tell me now, do you never dream? You're such a practical man. You never dream that could have been us, not me, or if only, or gosh, or did you watch the final?
No, I didn't even watch the final. Of course, I watched the highlights after or whatever, Zidane's goal. Or of course, I would have loved sometimes, like now. Of course, you are dreaming and all that. But to be fair, I think more about Euro 2008. If we are talking about disappointments or what could have happened,
you've dealt with that brilliantly. This has been even more interesting and inspirational than we asked for. My instinct is to talk to you for another probably 2.5 hours, but it's 11:10.
Yeah.
You're coaching a leading Premier League team. You need your rest. So let's not talk about what it felt like to grow up in Croatia, whether you felt Yugoslav or not. Let's not talk about your father. Let's not talk about law degrees. Let's not talk about Eduardo or Dembaba and the job he did for you at Besiktas.
Yeah.
Or let's talk about that another day. That's my request.
I would love it. To be fair, I don't mind interviews. They're part of my job. But there are interviews and interviews. You know, some of them you don't enjoy. Some of them you like. Because you have to do it, or it's good for your profile, you know. It's not just obligation, it's good for you. But this is enjoy, this is pure joy, you know.
Thank you for listening to The Big Interview. It's produced by me, which sounds egotistical, but it's also true. Graham Hunter. And Back Page. Our music is by Beer Jacket, who else? Editing by Charlie McGarry. Thank you to our hosts at Acast and our loyal sponsors at Bet365. We're also supported by our socios. Find out how to become a socio, how to support us, at patreon.com/GrahamHunter. Here endeth the lesson.